It's the Up North Lowdown from Interlochen Public Radio. I'm Ed Ronco, and it's time again to hand the episode over to our friends at Bridge Michigan. They put together a bucket list with reader feedback, asking, you know, what are the things you must do in Michigan in the summertime? Number 9 on the list takes us to the Upper Peninsula, where there's a place you will find sled dogs running around. This is a business started by musher Laura Neese to introduce people to the sport and to make a little money in the off-season. So Bridge Michigan's Laura Herberg drove north to the MI Dog Sled Dog Center to document visitors hanging out with the dogs, including future competitors, also known as puppies.
On a hot summer day, long-distance musher Laura Neese walks out of a gated pen holding two puppies.
Well, armload of joy here.
Oh my God. How little are these guys?
20 days.
20 days! Then, one of them starts peeing.
Uh-oh. So sweet. Is she going to the bed?
Yeah.
Gotta go, you gotta go.
I'm Laura Herberg, and this is Michigan Dreaming, a Bridge Michigan series where we're working through a summer bucket list for the state. Visiting My Dog Summer Sled Dog Center in Newberry was voted number 8 on the list. The Upper Peninsula business is a place where the public can visit sled dogs and future sled dogs, who you can hear crying in the background as Neese talks.
Very few people know anything about sled dogs, and it's too awesome of a sport not to share. And just starting a summer business seemed like the perfect way to do it.
Tours at My Dog kick off with a puppy holding session. Karina Stevens of Berkeley, Michigan, who's back with her family for the second day in a row, pulls a Polaroid camera from her bag and gets Niece's attention.
You mind taking the picture? It's just the red button.
Niece grabs the camera and, in return, hands Stevens a puppy.
To a smile.
All right. I know.
Puppy.
Puppy.
Perfect.
There you go. Thank you.
Niece grew up in Ohio and became smitten with sled dog racing at the age of 9. It was the Iditarod that did it for her. She watched the 1,000-mile competition online as part of a homeschool project.
I always loved dogs in winter, so watching the race, I just fell in love with it and decided pretty quick that's what I was going to do.
By age 15, she'd competed in her first race. Then she did the Jack Pine 30 in the Upper Peninsula, fell in love with Michigan, and moved to the UP. When Niece saw 28 acres up for sale, about a 10-minute drive from the iconic Tequamanon Falls, she knew she had to find a way to get the land. She took out loans from friends and family to buy the property and opened My Dog in 2022.
A week before opening, I was building the outhouse, and it struck me for the first time, what if I don't enjoy this? Thankfully, that was not a concern. I've loved it from day one.
At one point during the tour, Niece wears a microphone headset and introduces visitors to members of her sled dog team. She picks one up that's almost as big as she is and holds him up like a baby.
This is Musky. He's a blast. One of those dogs who's always watching, always wanting to learn, wanting to please. And he's just super confident.
As for Niece, she admits doing 5 tours a day can be a little draining.
The only thing that makes that hard is just feeling tired at the end of the day. All throughout the day, I'm having fun. Like, it's a blast to share the sport. And I love just seeing people leave so happy.
Owen Henneberry, a young visitor from Mount Clemens, is definitely leaving his tour in a good mood. He says holding the puppies was his favorite part.
Because they're really fluffy. They look like fluffy potatoes, if I could explain them in one word. It's fluffy potatoes. That's 2 words, not 1. 2 words, fluffy potatoes.
Niece may rope visitors like Henneberry in with puppies in the summer, but she hopes one day they'll want to see these fluffy potatoes all grown up pulling sleds in the winter. For Michigan Dreaming, I'm Laura Herberg.
Michigan Dreaming is a production of Bridge Michigan. We have one more summer bucket list entry in our series. That'll be in the next episode. And you can see the entire list anytime you want, along with photos of those dogs. They're adorable because they're dogs, at bridgemi.com. I'm Ed Ronco. Thanks for listening.